Our Father, we're here as a family. There are many Christians in this place this morning to celebrate with this family. And we thank you that the Holy Spirit is here to give us the comfort we need at this hour. And we invoke your presence in this place, not only to minister to the family, but to minister to everybody here. We give you the glory. Let your love wrap around us now. We need your love. We need you healing people in this celebration. People who need healing in here. May when your word is spoken, they receive their healing. We thank you that the comfort and the power and the glory is wrapped around my daughter and the whole family, the children, all the Kendricks, that they will hear your voice this morning. And that in this celebration, we will see your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for everything. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You're such a good God. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. This young lady has been a faithful wife. She stuck with Ken. And I'm so thankful for her and the five children. I pray as a pastor I may say something this morning from God that will help you during these times. You're going to have some hurt. You're going to have some pain and separation. But it's also a celebration. I learned over the years, walking through the pastoral office and then going to the apostolic and prophetic office, that sinners have funerals. Like there's no hope, or like that. Like God, we must not dishonor God at this time because he's still God. And we must always let the spirit overtake the physical. If you handle these things just physically, you're just going to suffer and be in hurt. And then it's sort of a dishonoring God. Because the Bible says he made a way out of no way. And then there's a thing called physical life. And then there's a thing called eternal life. Kennedy walked in both of them. Now, one of the things that I learned, daughter, and I looked at that very carefully, getting prepared to preach this. I'm not going to preach long. But this young man whipped death for 42 years. Death came, he kept sending it back. I ain't going now. For 42 years, this boy whooped death and told death, no, I got to see my children grow up. I'm not going now. That's a lot to be thankful, isn't it? At the age of 3. He was attacked at 3. Cancer will kill you. But he canceled cancer. By his faith. So y'all got a lot to be thankful for. He let y'all grow up. He stayed with y'all. Because at three years old, the enemy tried to take him out. 42 years. I want to repeat myself. 42 years. This young man said, death came. He said, no. That's a power, isn't it? No, no. So I'm here to celebrate and to encourage and to exalt the family and exalt everyone who's here. But I want to say a few things before I start. We must not permit our flesh to remove our trust in God. We must not permit our flesh to remove our trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. How many of y'all trust in the Lord this morning? Yeah, I know we got a lot of Christians in here. Yield to your spiritual training and walk by faith. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. The enemy wants us just to suffer here this morning, but he's a lie, because Jesus made it possible for us to rejoice. Remember, God always has a divine, supernatural plan to hold your hand. Here do I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, but I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And he's with us here this morning. And then in John Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16, God's love is more powerful than anything. John said that, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So I'll say this. Kenneth really not dead. When he hooked up with Jesus, he got eternal life. He's just in another realm, and we'll see him later. Bloodshed blessing. Let the people know that the blessings still flow for Kendrick, and that, not to forget, he fought a good fight. I said he fought a good fight. And then I'll make a statement to help you here. The Bible called the Holy Spirit the Comforter. There's no one and nothing can happen that the Holy Spirit can't give you comfort. And here's why. The Holy Ghost gives supernatural comfort beyond the situation. That's why the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And that's why the Bible says be led by the Spirit. Now, I'm expecting the Holy Spirit these few moments to give a confirmation to my daughter and to her children and to all the other family members. I'm expecting the Holy Spirit to come into this celebration. Right in the seat where you are, I'm expecting the Holy Spirit to touch your life today. You know he can do it. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is God. You understand? Now, here's what the Lord told me to minister to the family. And I think it's so powerful. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I'm going for a few minutes. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And here's the legacy I want to leave on your husband and your daddy. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. That's the subject. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. At most so-called funerals, God is called a lie. People falling and hollering and screaming. I know you miss your loved one, but we got to stand up. We can't call God a lie. How many Christians I have in here? I know y'all got to help me now. Y'all got to back the word of God up. He says, absent from the body, present with the Lord. At most so-called funeral, they call God a lie. We have no confidence in you. You let our loved one die. No, he said, all of us are going to die one day. But we're not eternally dead. We have to, in situations like these, young man, we got to walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by feeling. Yeah, we're going to miss our loved one. I had a father, mother die. You miss them, you know. But by the same token, you're so glad they're connected. We act sometimes as if life is all over for a believer when they physically die. But here's what the scripture said. And I hope I don't shout. I want to shout because I believe this so much. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, you got your Bible, you got your phone, get a hold of it with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, because you got to see this. For we know that if our earthly house, this tabernacle was dissolved, hallelujah, we have a building of God, a house not made by hand, oh Lord, eternal in the heaven. Go to the next verse. For in this we grown for 42 years. This boy stepped on cancer and walked over cancer. This boy canceled cancer. Canceled cancer for 42 years. And my brother just told you, he's laughing and talking. Go for operation, come back laughing and talking. He had confidence. The Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. You hear me? Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he'll direct your path. We as Christians got to know we can't lose. Jesus said, you shall know the truth. And the truth will do what? For in this we groan, honestly designed to be clothed. Honestly designed to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. A house that would never die. Go to the next verse. Sure. If so be that being clothed, we should not be found naked. Kenneth is not naked this morning. He's clothed. Death can't rape him. Revelation have already covered him. Talk to me. Death can't rape him. Revelation has already covered him. Somebody say amen in here. That was a powerful statement. It just come up my spirit. Death can't rape him. Revelation got him covered.
That's good.
Go to the next verse. For we know that in this tabernacle we do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Give me another verse. I think I read it. Now he that wrought us for the selfsame thing is God, who also has given us unto us the honors of his spirit. Verse 6. Therefore we always confident. What he said? Confident, right? Confident. Knowing that while we're at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. So there's an absent and there's a present. There's an absent kindred. Could call it mine. And there's a present kindred. And you know, I just believe this. I believe Kenneth is shouting all over the place. You let me live long enough for my children to grow up some? My goodness. Go to the seventh verse. We've got to go all the way to the eighth verse. For we walk.
That's right.
By faith, not by feeling. That's how you got to get through this. See, every now and then, whistle say, Holy Spirit, help me. Say it. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
help me right now.
I need help.
He heard you. For we walk by faith, could God Almighty, and not by sight. So this thing here is not what's going to hold my attention. I see him walking. I see him free. I see that cancer couldn't go with him. I see he told cancer goodbye. I'm going into another body. You cannot contaminate this body. You cannot put your hand on me another day. I'm in my supernatural body. I see some Christians don't believe that. I'm trying to preach them. Some Christians, y'all say y'all Christians. I'm talking about a supernatural body. I'm talking about a supernatural God. I'm talking about a God who can't fail. I'm talking about a God who will never leave you. The Lord will never take his hand off you. I'm talking about a God can hold you through anything. That's why the Bible said, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Give me that eighth verse. Let me close that. We are confident, I say, and rather to be absent from the body. Where you go? Absent from where you at? Where you at? And present. So this is not a funeral. This is a graduation. Somebody help me celebrate Kenny's life. Kenny wants you to celebrate his life now. He's not a failure. In the time a man whooped cancer for 42 years, it came on him at 3. He decided not to die for 42 years. Who else can you tell me that? He stood up against it for 42 years and said, no, I'm not going now. You may be seated. John Gospel, chapter 14, verse 1. We must let the words of Jesus speak to us in time like these. Family, friend, we must let the word of Jesus. I'm not going to be hooping and hollering all up in here. I'm going to train you. I'm going to teach you a few minutes. I ain't gonna be groaning and all that. No, I want you to hear what God's saying to you. Yes, yes. We must let the words of Jesus speak to us in time like these. Can Jesus talk? Do Jesus' word mean anything to you? Well, let him talk to you tomorrow, because I'm gonna use his word to talk to you a few minutes. I'm almost through. Hallelujah. We must let the word of Jesus speak to us in time like these. In John 14, 1. Talk to me, Jesus. You see it? Talk to me, Jesus. He talked to you. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. Keep rolling. Oh, here it is. Oh, yeah, it is. I remember when I was a Baptist boy, I hoop right now. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you so. I go. I go. Kendrick, I go. To prepare a place for you. Watch this next verse. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. Now here's the next statement. Look at the next. That where I am, there you may be also. Kenneth has a divine hookup. Go to the next verse. And whether I go, you know, and the way you know. Oh, my goodness. Keep going. Verse 5. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? And I don't know, but y'all, I'm going to celebrate Jesus up here. Jesus said unto him, what? What? Yeah, his word. Now, I am the way. How many of y'all hooked up with that? How many Christians I got in here? Y'all hooked up with that statement, right? He said, I am the way. And then I'm going to give those who not hooked up on Kenneth's behalf, I'm going to give you a way to get hooked up today. So I want you to start praying about it. I start asking the Lord to help you right now. Because if you're not saved, I'm going to get you saved before you leave here. Jesus said to him, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Listen at him, children. I am the way. Come on, get happy. Yeah, I see y'all laughing. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man coming to the Father but by me. If this earthly house tabernacle, this earthly house dissolve, I got another building for you. Kendrick is in his other building. Kendrick don't want us to just fall out. He wants us to shout with him. Revelation about the earthly house and the heavenly house must be understood here clearly. Now here in oh my goodness. Woo! In John 11, here's a statement. I am the resurrection and the life. In John 11, 23, just a moment, I'm about to close. Ooh! How much faith you got up in here? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he'll direct your path. Ooh. Jesus went to see about two of his daughters. Their brother had died. When he got there, John 11, 23, he said to him, Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And in the 24th verse, Martha said unto him, I know that he should rise again in the resurrection at the last days. And then in verse 25, Jesus said, you're talking to the last days. Jesus said to her, now I want you to hear it. Hear it, daughter, hear it. You can cry, I understand. But son, hear it. I want you to hear it. Jesus said, he's saying the same thing to you this morning. You see, because he said, I'm the Lord, I change not. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. I am the life. He that believeth in me, oh Lord, though he was dead, kindred, yet, come on here, yet shall he live. I need some Christians up in here. I need somebody to help me rejoice up in here. I need somebody that knows that Jesus is real, that God is real, that heaven is real. We got to shout for the rest of our Christian who don't understand this. But boy, God got eternal life. This boy is not dead. He's alive. His hand is in the hand that can't fail. If this is a hop on the top of that and dissolve, God said, I told you, I got another building.
Hallelujah.
We at this boy's graduation, we got to let him know we appreciated his life. And as my brother talked about him, his friend talked about him, we got to know we appreciate his life, but his life is not over. This is not a funeral. This is a graduation. You understand me, sir? Huh? Yeah, yeah. Now, God's going to keep his arm around, daughter. You can cry, but he's going to keep his arm around your daughter. He got his arm around you. Pastor's praying for you. Pastor's there for you. You know that. And all these people here for you. They come, your relatives, and they come to share with you. All right, it's 11:56. I'm going to finish in a minute. I feel the presence of God. Watch what I say now. God himself is here to honor Kendrick. God decided, I'm going to this celebration. Jesus decided, I'm going to this celebration. The Holy Ghost decided, I'm going to celebrate. You know, y'all a good crowd. When I go to things like this, boy, I have some mixed spirits. But in this service, I feel warm. I feel the family. I feel the presence of God. You feel that love, ma'am? I feel that love. It's so important, the love of God. My anointing is not interrupted in here. I feel the presence of God. I can preach all day up in here. I feel there's a lot of love in here. And I'm so thankful for the family that you got a lot of Christians up in here. You got a lot of people who know God up in here. You're supposed to raise your hand when I say that, child. You're supposed to say, hallelujah, I'm one of them. Well, what about him over here? Y'all know him? Some people just hold their head down. No, you got to represent the Father. I said, let me say it one more time. We got a lot of Christians up in here. Who love God. We got some Christian in here who want to shout right now. Somebody, come on, yeah. Have God been good to you? Did he wake you up this morning? Lay down with you last night. We got to show God some appreciation up in here. We got to tell him, thank you, Father. We got to tell him we love you. I'm going to represent you everywhere I go. When somebody talk about you, God, I'm going to shout, I'm going to praise you because you saved me also. Hallelujah. Let me close. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Talk to me, children. I'm going to let it shine. Talk to me. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Holla. What you going to do with it? Hey! I need some more Christians to help us here. All y'all say y'all Christians. Come on, Christians. Let's march. Let's march with this family. Come on. Everybody a Christian, get up. You can sing a little bit. I can't sing, but I'll get into it. Ah! Shine. Talk to me, God. You know what the problem is? Yeah, I'm closing now. You know the problem is? People come here to be sad. And their sadness has been interrupted by the glory of God. Now, Kendrick would want this. You see, he wouldn't want y'all dishonoring his walk with God. Yes, we're going to miss him. But yes, we're going to see him again. Let me close here. If a man dies, should he live again? Here's a divine revelation of supernatural. What? Supernatural death. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. Jesus was in a temporary grave for 3 days, but the grave couldn't hold him. And so when we go to the grave site, you're not burying Kendrick. Kendrick's gone. He's going to be there looking at y'all. So know that he's not there. I love y'all very much. Love you very much. And I'm here for you. Okay? Walk by faith. Trust the Lord. Don't dishonor God. Let God keep his arm around you. God knows how to handle it. God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, baby, he'll make it good. All right? All right? I believe your dad wants y'all to be strong. I believe he wants y'all to live your life. And I believe he wants you to honor him, how he fought to stay here with you. One more time, I want to remind everybody here, this man whooped death for 42 years. That's powerful, isn't it? Everybody stand, let's pray a minute. Everybody stand up. I like harmony. I like harmony. I like harmony. And is anybody here not born again? I want you to start walking to the altar. Anybody here, I want to pray a simple prayer with you. Make sure you don't go to hell. And make sure that when your day comes physically to die, you got a God. Is there anybody here who need me to pray with them? I'll pray with them on behalf of Kendrick. If you're here and you're not born again, I'm not talking about just being a church member. I'm talking about being genuinely born again. If you never prayed the born again prayer, you're not saved. You got to pray. You got to repent, ask God to forgive you, and you got to invite Jesus to come in your heart as your personal Savior. How many thousand? It was the last 2-3 years. 80,000 got saved. 87,000 people in the last 2 years we've seen got born again. Is there anybody here need to make their business straight with God? Kendrick want me to do this. Like I buried my daughter, Boita, and Boita kept talking to me while I was preaching. Kendrick, you're talking to me now. Say, get them saved, Apostle. Anybody need to make a confession? Anybody need to come? Because you're going to face this baby one day. You got to be ready for it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence here. We thank you for all who's helping my daughter and the children. We thank you for every family member, every friend. We pray that their bodies be healed, that their families be blessed, that all every need is met. We give you the glory for the time this young man has been with us, and we thank you that he is safely with you right now. And put your arm around my daughter. Put your arm around those children. Put your arm around this family. And I know you can take care of business. We thank you and praise you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. We love you. We love you.